ethical and spiritual policy. The church's policy, however, should be preventative, relying on training, educating, spiritually counseling the clergy, and guiding them in their lives in all ways possible. Marriage to them is the real frame for the mature love. Their marriage is also a place to deepen their love. Marriage becomes a gate towards heaven. In priestly marriage, the priest does not remain a prisoner of the physiological and social functions, but brings it to immaterial dimensions. Most important is the liturgical life which the priest, his wife, and his children should live through their communion with the holy gifts, where they can nourish their love with the grace of the divine love and with the company of God at his Last Supper, together with the other microchurches, which are parts of the total body of Jesus Christ. Therefore, his children should be believers and not reckless living. He who cannot be the instructor of his own children, how could he be the teacher of others? Or if he was unable to restrain them, it is a great proof of his ethical weakness. He who neglects his own children, how shall he take care of others? It is not enough for the presbyter and deacon to be blameless in his personal life, because he has to live his spiritual life in his microchurch, that is his family. If he lives his unity in his microchurch, he will be able to translate it to the megachurch, that is his congregation. To be unsuccessful in managing the microchurch is to be disqualified from managing the flock. However, parents should not be faulted if, having taught their children well, these turn out badly later. Parents are to be thankful in all things, even when they have a prodigal son, a sick child, or an ailing spouse. Some priests become more prayerful when their child is reckless, ailing, or their wife is sick.